Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a new supply chain report from Digitimes, which claims second-generation AirPods will launch in the first half of 2019. According to the report, Apple has redesigned the second-generation AirPods to support, quote, health monitoring features. That's as specific as the report is for now, however, and it marks the first time we've seen health features rumored for future AirPods from a news report. Analysts have predicted the addition of biometric sensors, and Apple has been busy patenting potential future features, but Digitimes, which does have a mixed track record, but sometimes catches a scoop, is reporting based on supply chain movement. At any rate, it may mean a new version of AirPods is coming soon. The original wireless earbuds were released 2 years ago, and for early adopters, that means batteries are starting to wear. And if you have an Apple product, that probably means there's a software update awaiting you. As of Tuesday afternoon, Apple released iOS 12.1.3 for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, watchOS 5.1.3 for Apple Watch Series 1 and later, tvOS 12.1.2 for Apple TV 4 and 4K, and macOS 10.14.3 for Macs running macOS Mojave. The iOS update fixes scrolling in the details view of messages when viewing photos, an issue with photos having striped artifacts added when sent from the share sheet, an issue that caused audio distortion when using external input devices on the new iPad Pro, and a fix for CarPlay that caused certain systems to disconnect from iPhone XR, XS, and XS Max. The HomePod update fixes a HomePod restarting issue and fixes a bug that caused Siri to stop listening, while the Apple Watch, Apple TV, and Mac updates all focus on security, stability, and compatibility improvements. And if you're an iPhone photographer, listen up. Apple is hosting its first ever Shot on iPhone photo contest, running this week through February 7th. Judges include Apple's marketing senior vice president, Phil Schiller, prominent Apple camera reviewer and photographer, Austin Mann, and Peter Souza, the former White House photographer for President Barack Obama, as well as men and women from around the world. Entering the contest is easy. Simply post a photo taken with your iPhone to Twitter or Instagram using the hashtag ShotOniPhone or on Weibo using hashtag ShotOniPhone hashtag. You can also email submissions using a special email address. Apple's judges will pick 10 winners when the contest completes, and photos being used will appear on future ads that will run on billboards around the world. And Apple Pay is back in the news again. After picking up Target and Taco Bell support as official merchant partners in the U.S., Apple Pay's growing list of bank partners finally includes Com Bank in Australia, one of the major holdouts in the country. ASB Bank in New Zealand has also added support, as well as a couple dozen U.S. banks. And in app news, Netflix for iOS now has a new unique feature that lets you share what movies and TV shows you're watching on Instagram Stories. Netflix's social sharing feature previously worked with Messages, Messenger, and Twitter. And the popular cord-cutting live TV app called Channels has gone free after years of being sold for $15. The app works with HD Home Run Tuner and the Apple TV to playback local over-the-air programming. And Twitter says it's working on a darker version of its dark mode across the service. Twitter currently uses a dark navy blue tone for dark mode, which some prefer to starker black dark modes. But for users who prefer deep black dark modes, it looks like an update is on the way. Hopefully, Twitter will support both versions of dark mode for improved usability. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.